Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, and you're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got our good friend Tim Berry back on the show. Tim is a longtime member, actually a founding member, an original founding member of our Brain Trust all the way back to 1998. He's the founder of Palo Alto Software, the folks who make Business Plan Pro that you've heard me recommend to you now for over 14 years. I use it myself. And he's a guy that we turn to when we want to learn more about business planning. He's got a very interesting wrinkle on business planning he wants to talk to us about today. Tim Berry, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Always nice to be with you.
Good to have you back.
Good morning this morning. It's even early with the daylight savings time. I even have sunlight this morning at 5:30, which is not always the case when we talk.
Hey, Tim. Over the years, we've talked about just about everything you can think of with regard to business planning, but what we have never done that I'd like for you to help us with today is incorporating a social media strategy into our business plan. Can you do that?
Exactly, and I'd love to, and I think my first response to that would be about fundamentals. What I'd like to do is say, let's apply the same fundamentals that we think apply in other elements to social media, which is clearly new and a change of the business landscape and important, but still
Before you do the fundamentals, Tim, could you give us a little bit of an opinion, your best view of where social media is today? Give us the Tim Berry justification for why we should even be thinking about a social media strategy before we put it into the business plan.
Sure, Jim. I think it's a change of the business landscape that is still changing. It's not like it's static and we can make declarations about social media, but like, say, the personal computer, the fax machine, the cell phone, these are permanent changes in business landscape that one adapts to in the business and goes on. It's not like they're going to go away. And these changes are kind of one way. They don't go back. They never stop changing, but they don't go backwards. So I see social media as something new, a phenomenon that my favorite metaphor is like amplified word of mouth. But I don't think it's as simple as that. I do think it's very powerful and used well can be really important to a lot of small businesses. And
well, we already know the power of social media. We already know about the power of social media for individuals. We're still sorting it out for businesses, though, aren't we?
And I imagine we will be for a long time because things like these, I mean, even if you go back to word of mouth, they do change and evolve. What you don't want to be as a business owner is completely left out.
No, absolutely. Well, and that's what I, in fact, I wrote an article recently about that. You know, they're sort of like, you know, you don't have to win the social media race, but you do have to participate, and you need to keep the ones who are going to win, you need to keep them inside if you're a small business owner, don't you?
Yes. When I say that the landscape has changed, I mean, people are talking to each other about things that they care about, including your business and my business. And when I put it like that, it seems to me like, okay, well, this is part of our business whether we like it or not. You know, businesses didn't ignore the telephone when the telephone came out, or at least they did at their peril. And now people are talking, but they're talking not just to two and three people at a time. They're talking to 50, 500, 5,000, 5 million people at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And this is part of what we deal with in the business. The good and the bad of it are there.
Well, the good news is you have the opportunity to join and to influence communities. The bad news is it's still kind of new, and businesses are trying to, and it is pretty non-traditional, and it's pretty non-fundamental, to use one of your words earlier, from a traditional standpoint. And so we're still trying to get that worked out. But the point that we're, as we take this break, to leave you with, folks, is you've heard me say this before, social media might be a craze, but it's not a fad. It's not going away, and it's not so much about new rules as it is about new tools. That's the main thing. We'll come back. We're going to get back into those business planning fundamentals and incorporate social media into your business planning fundamentals with Tim Berry. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.